When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is March 13th, 2024. We're here to talk AEW Dynamite. Big business. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. If you're watching on YouTube, get your questions or statements in with super chats here at youtube.com/Fightful. We would greatly appreciate that. There was no episode of The Hump today. Instead, we ran a fantastic 30-plus minute interview with Swerve. Check that out here on all of our platforms. And if you're watching live on Twitter, on Twitch, on any of those, you can send a Humper chat at humperchats.com. Our wonderful moderator, Luis, will collect those, and you'll be able to submit your questions or statements that way. If that ain't enough for you, FightfulSelect.com, Q&A every week. And let me tell you, we'll be doing some backpats on FightfulSelect.com throughout this show. A big part of that FightfulSelect.com service is this fellow named Alex Pawlowski, who joins me right now. He does the Sour Grap Show. He does a whole, does virtually whatever he wants behind the paywall. Let's be real.
It's a pretty good gig, I'll tell you. I feel like Will Ospreay, but minus the paycheck. But still, I get to do whatever I want, the hours or whatever I set for myself. Yeah. It's pretty good, honestly. It's pretty good. I mean, we could get that pay up a little closer to where you are. But other than that, I'm not complaining.
You heard him, guys. Get on those sour chats is all I have to say. Get on those sour chats. So, again, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. That's what makes all of this possible, quite frankly. I know some of you may say, why pay for wrestling news? Today will be a pretty good example of why paying for wrestling news is better than listening to aggregators or random Twitter accounts or whatever that may be. I am very confident and proud of the work that we do on FightfulSelect.com. And somebody was like, oh, can't wait for your victory lap on the post show. And I was like, wait, those aren't the people that were dicks to me. Our viewers are very nice to us, and they're wonderful. So I just want to say thank you to all of you who were very nice throughout the process of reporting a lot of the Mercedes Moné stuff, because I'll be real. There were a lot of people who were very mean, very rude, quite frankly, dog shit people to both myself and Andrew Zarian, who did an incredible job working and reporting a lot of this stuff. So Let's jump right into it. Now, FightfulSelect.com. By the way, Scott Lopez says, why did I not get a hump episode? Explain yourself, SRS. I did the other day. I was hanging out with my grandmother. So that's why. FightfulSelect.com has a massively detailed report on Mercedes and the timeline. I will share some of that as we go along. Now, the show kicks off right out of the gate. Mercedes Moné. And even though we're talking about this segment first, we're going to be talking about this all throughout the show.
Sure.
She comes out. She has new music because...
I love that this Renee hanging out in the parking lot and a Mercedes pulls up and the door opens and everyone's waiting for the thing. And then they cut to back to the arena like, oh, thinking they were going to have to wait. Not at the top of the show. They were going to tease it all night long. No. She comes out right away with this brand new Mikey Ruckus song, which is, you know.
Yeah.
Immediately and tells them what to chant. It's fantastic.
Now, I'm going to work on getting more details on this, but I had kind of put out there that they were getting a new theme for her. I don't know how else to put this, and this is me just using common sense, not a report, although I'm sure I'll get it confirmed. The other theme was a direct rip of Crisscross Jump. You would have to have cleared that. This ain't the Jimmy Hart WCW days. Mm-mm. If you best believe Dave Grohl would have been suing if that stuff happened today.
I mean, but, this is a fantastic thing too, right here.
Yeah, she made it herself.
Wonderful.
But in addition to that being a rip of Crisscross Jump, Crisscross Jump sampled like two or three songs itself that they would have had to have got cleared. Yep. Now there are like CEO chants built into this. And we have, thank you, Kane Horn, saying CEO, CEO, CEO. Well, they had people chanting it by the end of the night, which we're going to get to that segment later on. But I mean, it seems like it immediately was something that paid off. It might take a while to grow on me. We'll see how it goes. But what were your initial thoughts of the theme song? Because that's going to be something, obviously, that she had a real good theme song in WWE. The Snoop Dogg version was like, okay. I love the Crisscross rip. I really did. Uh-huh. There was something uniquely obnoxious about her just going, money, every few seconds. But how are you feeling about this one?
Well, the crowd seemed to love it. So I mean, who knows how that goes in the next few weeks when she's not in Boston, but it is one of those deals where, you know, you're not supposed to give yourself your own nickname. I feel like you're not allowed to like just put the chant in your own song. However, it's gotten over immediately. So people who are like, well, you can't chant Mercedes. It's literally the same number of syllables as CEO. You could do Mercedes.
Yeah, sure.
But I was thinking it was going to play into like a kayfabe character thing. Like not only am I here, but I'm in charge of a bunch of stuff. Honestly, though, it is the natural evolution from the boss to the CEO. Like if this is just her Pokemon evolved all the way up to CEO. Now there's not much more you can do after that. So I'm interested to see where this goes for one night. I will say I'm not personally in love with the CEO thing, but the crowd was immediately like, no, we're bought in. And you really can't put a price on that. So we'll see how this goes for the next few weeks. It may be that I will be by mid-May at home chanting CEO, CEO to myself on my couch.
That's exactly how I feel. Like it didn't quite hit with me, but you don't want to hit with the crowd. And that's what is important. Meet Norma says it's Wednesday. You know what that means. Let's crank.
Let's crank. SRS,
make sure to stretch in between patting yourself on the back. Great work. Best $5 in the big business. So. She cuts this promo, name drops Eddie Guerrero, as is tradition. She says, and she's very plugged into what people are saying. And there were these weirdos online that are like, she doesn't actually want to be there. She's there for the money. Well, congratulations on learning how a job works first. Learning how there were people that said, well, she said that she was going back to WWE one day, so she's only there for her contract, then she's splitting. Well, congratulations on also knowing how contracts and free agency work.
Right.
You can do whatever you want whenever that contract is over.
It's true.
She said, I want to be here. I need to be here. And this revolution can be global this way. I thought that was important for her to say. She ran down how the division looked and all that. She didn't say, I'm here to, you know, make the division relevant, or I'm elevate the division. We've heard that so many damn times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many times. She just wants to globalize it. How do you feel about the promo?
I thought it was, I mean, the thing of it is that when she says I'm home, she's telling the truth. However, that has become a cliche for somebody showing up at a new company. They say I'm home. So I immediately was like, oh no, she actually is home. It makes sense. The Eddie Guerrero stuff, I thought it was good going back to her roots. She name dropped the first place she ever started training and started working as an independent. It is amazing how far she has come. It is one of those things where I did not realize how much I missed her presentation, the way that she feels as a character on TV.
Yeah.
Because I did not watch her time in Japan.
Her hair looked incredible. Like,
amazing.
Star
all over the place. I thought this was great because she basically said, I want to work with all the girls in the back. And then she name dropped Riho and Willows because they had the main event tonight because they were doing an angle with Mercedes to close the show. The women's division is like stacked. To think that we're assuming in the next several months, we're going to get back Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker at some point. All of us at that point, it's just all bets are off. There's just so much you can do with all these amazing women.
We've got Luchador saying Monet's theme sampling the new Japan, New World Symphony as the new world begins is great booking. Yeah, it certainly is. Also mentioned Chaotic Wrestling, which is local. It's where Kofi Kingston came from. Shadow is of the belief she can be his CEO or boss, anything she wants to be. Well, I think she's good, but we appreciate your excitement. Patrick says, can't believe Mercedes was under the devil mask
the whole time.
Delgado says, does this mean Sasha Banks won't be at the Rumble? So I'm about to walk you through some of the order of operations here. Mm-hmm. But Dante says, not sure what's more entertaining, Mercedes coming to AEW or the SRS Revenge Tour. Let me tell you, I was ready. I just want to say, I know that for some people it's obnoxious and unprofessional. And to those people, I say, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Nobody forced those people to be complete assholes me. You could simply scroll past. And if you just scroll past, you won't get dunked on.
That's right.
How many bookmarks you got left, Sean? I got a few for rainy days. NYUs99 says, paying for accurate wrestling news, further details, the great staff, and the Fightful community. And Mercedes had a perfect debut. Well, thank you so much. FightfulSelect.com. Every bit of information you are about to hear originated from FightfulSelect.com. And I get it. Wrestling news, you can get it for free. It ends up elsewhere, blah, 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 blah. You are supporting a staff of 40 that work really hard. And quite frankly, we have the highest accuracy rate and the greatest volume of wrestling news that has ever existed. Not only do we have the most paywalled news and content, as I knocked over my water bottle, we also have more free podcasts, free wrestling news than anywhere else. So your support on FightfulSelect.com is very important. You can get it for $5 a month or $54 a year. We have over 40 podcasts a month there as well. Q&A shows, extra review shows. There's a whole bunch of stuff, so check it out. But I posted the full timeline tonight on Fightful Select. Here's how we'll walk it through. Dating back to last summer, Mercedes sustained her injury last May against Willow. Now, they called an audible in that match. Mercedes was supposed to win that match. Willow ended up winning that. Now, I'll tell you this. New Japan does not take kindly to finishes being changed, even due to injury. But I heard from so many people in New Japan that were like, they absolutely made the right decision. They absolutely did the right thing. And I want all of you to do the right thing and subscribe to NordVPN. There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits, the online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. So, after the New Japan thing happened, Mercedes was sort of, you know, a ship, or I wouldn't say a ship without a captain. She was just a wrestler without a company because she was sidelined with a very serious injury. I don't think, well, first off, none of us knew how bad until this past week when she clarified. I got wind of how bad it was about 2.5 months ago, but neither here nor there. She appears at AEW All in August in London. People go, oh, damn. I hear that night there are working plans for Mercedes and AEW to continue to do business. Okay. So a lot of times there are things that you don't hear about. News tips that come our way and you never hear about them because they're deemed not accurate. Mm-hmm. One of those was AEW Grand Slam. There were rumors, and it made their way to a few of my sources. And they're like, you know, I don't know about this, but hey, I'm hearing maybe Mercedes is on Grand Slam or there's a video package. Well, I checked in on that, and AEW outright denied it. They're like, nope. And Tony doesn't seem to think that he can get away with continuing to have her out there in a boot. And I'm like, damn, still in a boot, huh? This injury must be rough. So I hear she's still in a boot. And then Tony even says, yeah, she'll probably still be in a boot by Wrestle Dream too. So that takes care of what? August, September, October. We get to November and I haven't heard anything. So the first week of December, I hit up AEW sources and I say, what's the deal with Mercedes? They said, there is no deal with Mercedes. We are far apart on terms and now there are no longer plans to work with her.
Wow.
And I say, oh, okay. Now, I'll do my Brian Windhorst. Why would they tell me that? Why would they tell me that? Now, I know there's a whole bunch of people out there. Isn't Sean aware that his sources are... Anything that you have thought of on Twitter, I guarantee you, after 14 years of doing this, I have thought about it a million times. Why would they tell me that? Do they have an agenda? Is there a reason? Well, it's because she was talking to somebody else. Mm-hmm. That somebody else she was talking to was WWE. But I didn't know that then because WWE wouldn't tell me.
Right.
And I'll tell you how I found out about that. It was last week of December. I intercepted some language. I don't think it's a big surprise. There you go. I intercepted some language within WWE.
What a fantastic turn of phrase.
There you
intercepted some language.
Like, I don't think it's a surprise at this point. WWE knows it. Everybody knows it at this point. I get access to some rundowns, some extra lists, a lot of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things... It's one of those things where I looked at it and I'm like, well, first off, am I supposed to have seen this? Or are they trying to keep me from seeing this type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And it was former WWE champion slotted for Raw. We now know that was The Rock, right? That was The Rock. WWE had effectively confirmed to me, yeah, we're working on it. They said, like, we're at the 1 yard line, is what they said.
Right.
Okay, cool. And then people were asking me, well, who is it? Could it be this person? Could it be that person? And I said, well, it could be Bob Backlund or it could be Sasha Banks. I don't really have any insight on that, but I did. The company pretty well confirmed this to me. Well, then WWE pretty quickly after I tweeted that said, hey, listen, we ain't saying anything about Bob Backlund, but what we will say is it ain't Sasha Banks. And I go, why would they tell me something like that? Well, they said, listen, we had talks with her. They were very friendly talks. We were far apart on terms. And I'm like, well, hell, I've heard that one before.
Mm.
Woman knows her worth. Good for her.
Yeah.
But they also said, yeah, we pretty well expect her to appear or sign elsewhere imminently. As it turns out, she had probably signed by then with AEW.
Wow.
Now, I can tell you, WWE did not know if she had signed by then. I knew within about a week that she was headed to AEW.
Sure.
However, despite me knowing it on incredible authority, as I put expected, if you remember the language I used, expected.
Mm-hmm.
I knew she was heading to AEW, but what you won't hear from me, and if you ever see somebody say it, they're lying. I'm never saying 100% anything. It is not 100% that Jesus won't emerge from my furnace here and take over the show. Like that's I don't talk in absolutes like that. But she was headed there, and I had said it all the way up to Royal Rumble. And then after she didn't show up at Royal Rumble, then people in AEW really got to talking. But my IRL best friend, Corey Cropper, posted a message that I shared with him on January 4th, where I effectively told him TD Garden, Boston, Mercedes debut. Andrew Zarian figured out the date. I knew it was going to be in March at some point, didn't know the date. And I was like, well, March, and I know this seems long-winded, but it deserves to be long-winded. I thought, March, that's an awful long ways. Well, it didn't end there. It didn't even end there. There were these reports in January that New Japan wanted to do Julia versus Mercedes at Battle in the Valley. And I got very, and it wasn't from us, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I got very angry sources from New Japan. When there are very angry, frustrated sources from New Japan, they do not hide that they're frustrated.
No.
And they were like, no, the absolute fuck, she was not supposed to be on Battle in the Valley.
Yeah.
They're like, because if she could have been on Battle in the Valley, we could have booked her for Wrestle Kingdom. And their issue with that was they didn't want their fans or any or Mercedes fans to believe they were like nerfing these shows and holding back and not being willing. Especially with them imminently losing Okada and Osprey and all these big names, they didn't want to make it look like they were nerfing their thing. And that's when they dropped the thing to me. They're like, this woman hasn't been cleared. At no point since her injury happened have we been of the belief that she could go in the ring at this point.
Right.
And that, you know, they're almost like protective over her in that sense. Mm-hmm. And that they're like, that's not fair to put out. For them, for us, for her, for anybody, for all the fans that wanted to see Julia and Mercedes. So they were a little peeved by that. And I had been told, well, yeah, and she wouldn't be ready for the Royal Rumble either.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week of the Royal Rumble, WWE, you know, as I see plenty of officials there that week, as I'm doing media, they're like, well, not only are we not in conversations with her, if we were to talk to her, that would be contract tampering. That's what they said. And they had told me outright, she ain't going to be at the Royal Rumble. Now, I know there's a whole lot of people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about that go, yeah, the same as CM Punk. No, what we reported was that talent and staff were told that he wasn't coming in. Triple H, CM Punk all confirmed that. Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, producers, all that. Big difference in us saying CM Punk isn't coming to WWE, which is not something we said. And talent, staff, officials were told that he wasn't. They got lied to.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But Mercedes is in AEW. The contract was signed, and she has been on the payroll for over 2 months.
Wow.
Making a very good salary from what I understand. Oh, man. Dan Hall says, let SRS drop some gospel on ya. SRS had those receipts up and ready. In the spirit of Mox, lit them up. You know, you're right. I did. But what more can I say? I did. I knew I didn't even look at most of them. I just fired off one of the many things in my meme folder and let it rock. Dan Hall says SRS pipe bomb is worth the money alone. Love you guys. Jambeard says here to see your sack float over all the haters. I mean, it's just like, I promise you, it's not, I don't like hastily report this shit. I take what we do.
Right.
I take the accuracy of what we do really seriously. I can't say that I always take what we do seriously because I have a lot of fun doing what we do. I talk a lot of shit. But man, the receipts are coming. And listen, you're not going to need your receipt for Helix Sleep. Because no. I've been sleeping good the last 2 months knowing that this story was going to unfold the way that it did.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, you could have ordered a Helix Sleep mattress before I broke this news, still be sleeping on it, and decide, I don't want it, and send it back. Let's hear some more about them. HelixSleep.com/Fightful changed my life before there even was a HelixSleep.com/Fightful. Have you guys seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt, staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looked more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix it with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike the other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade, has hundreds of 5-star reviews. I love the taste of this. I love the way that I feel after drinking it. I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother, body looks leaner, I have energy all day. I just feel younger. And the flavor is so much better than other green drinks. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful for up to 44% off your regular price order. Every purchase is packed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, boost of energy, and overall a healthier body, go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ago, I needed a better night's sleep. I looked for the best mattress online and I found Helix and their incredible reviews. I took their online quiz. It took me about 2 or 3 minutes and I was matched up to their Dusk Luxe model. I now have 2 of their mattresses in my home. It's phenomenal. If somebody comes over and sleeps at my house, I want them to have a wonderful Helix mattress. I wanted to invest in my sleep and the comfortability of others as well. And you can do that as well at helixsleep.com/Fightful. You'll take that quiz, get matched up to one of the many mattress options that they have that suits your needs, and it ships straight to your door. And if for some reason you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll come and get it for free. They're not gonna make you pay to ship it back. They're gonna make it easy for you. Incredible reviews. Flexible financing options are available. helixsleep.com. Invest in your sleep. You will never regret it. Ideally, you spend one third of your life in your bed anyway. You're going to want this. They've got an incredible warranty and tons of options for you. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. We are going to weave back in and out of the Mercedes stuff. Let's talk about some of the other things that happened on this show as well. Samoa Joe, Adam Cole vignette. I thought that was very good. But then we get, I don't want to say an afterthought, an AEW World Championship match where Samoa Joe defeats Wardlow. And Wardlow's flying all around the ring. Top rope, shoulder blocks, swantons, all that. I thought that was
moonsault.
Good. Moonsault. Yep. I don't want to say that it was an afterthought because this was a really fun match, I thought.
It was a good match.
Swerve came in with a chain. Please check out our Swerve Strickland interview today. It is as candid as he has been since the Hangman thing happened. And we went in depth on the blood drinking, his horror influences, the Will Ospreay fantasy booking, the nature of the match, his character, and what he's aiming to do with it, and how the crowd ended up benefiting him so well. I really like Samoa Joe and Wardlow. This was a big show for them that needed a big match, and I thought this one fit the bill. And to me, you got two good wrestlers, two protected wrestlers. One's got to win, one's got to lose. I'm completely fine with one of them winning and one of them losing.
Right.
I don't think Wardlow needs protected in that sense.
No, he passed out in the Coquina clutch. Better, like, anybody does that. You tap out or you fall asleep. He did not give up. He fell asleep. A notable moment from this is Wardlow, former tag team partner of Samoa Joe, having the walkaway spot scouted. Like, he noticed Joe walking out of his position, waited for Joe to realize he hadn't dove yet. Joe turns around, big shoulder block off the middle rope. I thought that was a really nice touch. I've never seen anybody scout the walkaway spot. I thought that was it was a perfect guy to do that because he's seen Joe do that enough. Also was a tag team partner with him. Perfect. He got him up for a power bomb. Couldn't get him up for many more than that. And eventually Joe leapt up onto the man's back. That's a lot of weight to be carrying while he's choking you out. So I have no problem with Wardlow going out the way he did. I think that there is more to the Wardlow story here. I don't think, like, hopefully he doesn't just, like, I mean, we'll see. Adam Cole be like, you failed in your mission to get me my world title. And then Wardlow can just decide to declare war on the kingdom. Like, that could be fun. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I think that there's more to this Wardlow arc here. And I'm excited to see what it is.
After, by the way, really like this. Really like the Swerve integration of it. Man, that show is shaping up to be crazy. I have to wrestle that afternoon. Shout out to Paul Cade. Please donate to the Humane Society of Washington County. We're benefiting some nice little animals there. But, man, I'm going to be driving at warp speed home after that afternoon show. Terry Allen Jr. says, in AEW, who picks the food for the catering? Whoever is in charge of that department. There's a catering department there. Later on, Kyle O'Reilly is backstage, and he's like, you know what? I want to see if I've still got it against this roster. And one of the guys I have my eye on is Brian Keith, which gets a nice pop.
Yeah.
We also see the Undisputed Kingdom being Roddy and Taven and Bennett showing him some love and saying, listen, you want to do this by yourself? We'll respect that. And he showed them all love.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And poor Kyle O'Reilly hasn't learned anything from his feud with Von Wagner and NXT. You cannot trust anybody.
Nobody's learned anything from Von Wagner. Come on.
It's so true. But cool, Kyle. You got to not be cool. Like, I really like Roddy and Undisputed Kingdom showing Kyle love and Kyle showing love back. But you know, eventually Roddy Strong is going to have problems with him not joining the Undisputed Kingdom. And one of the things they never did in NXT, they never did the Roddy Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly match after Undisputed Era broke up. So I'm looking forward to them running that program. That should be a lot of fun.
Orc in the Basement, speaking of injuries, says any word on Sheamus? He had a shoulder injury. His contract was supposed to be up earlier this year. But I would imagine that time got added to it. I'm trying to find out. And while we're on the subject of injuries as well, Cogged CG says, I saw Wesley posted a vid of him stepping back in the ring today for the first time since he went out. Have any info on the injury? I'd heard that it was possible that maybe he was ahead of schedule, but I just want to say this. I get told that with such crazy regularity that I never know how serious to take it. Because, like, I had somebody say that about Braun Strowman 2 months ago. What does that mean? Because he ain't back yet.
Yeah.
People see Charlotte doing things that, well, it's, you're not in a wheelchair when you tear your ACL. You're not in a wheelchair for like nine months. It's not what happens. But any updates on Camille and Megan Bain? Camille's teasing that she signed somewhere. I know there was AEW interest. The NXT thing doesn't look like it's happening. Megan Bain was under contract, but with the Rossi stuff, it may have like sort of fogged things up. But Stalling says AEW and Stardom partnership confirmed. Oh, yeah. Tony Khan, this smug little shit. This smug little shit. And I mean that respectfully because I very much listen, I've been caught up in some of that Stardom AEW bullshit in the past when I had reported about Megan Bain being under contract and effectively being sent to Stardom. And the people who were behind Stardom's, one of the accounts was like, no, she wasn't. They've never sent anybody. Well, you better believe that a Rocky Romero call later, all of a sudden that tweet got deleted and they didn't really want to deal with that. The issues were evident and the Rossi Ogawa stuff. Listen, I ain't going to pretend to know what all went into that, but he posted a picture of president of Stardom, Taro Okada, and himself backstage. And there was a Stardom presence ahead of AEW Dynamite. So I think that it's going to be happening. I think that you're going to see more of it. Dong Phallus says, with Ospreay, Okada, Switchblade signed, is there fear of the New Japan AEW relationship becoming frosty like it was in 2019? Is it more of a better AEW than WWE where we can't even collab vibe? I think it's the latter because FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. First off, we've reported on all of those deals in the past, broken numerous of them. Mercedes is still expected to do some New Japan dates and New Japan work. And that's something that they would not have had the option to do otherwise. So any update on Adam Cole or MJF? MJF pulled from multiple recent conventions. He pulled from the Lexington one and another one. I know that physically he was healing a little slower than what he had expected. Adam Cole, I had heard there was sort of a check-in, and I know that there was still some swelling as of a few weeks ago, but I can't pretend to be his doctor, but I hadn't been told anything imminently. Tronin says, glad I bought tickets for the pre-sale for Dynasty, 4-hour drive from me, and I'm in the third row, shaping up to be a good one. It certainly is. It certainly is. Copeland and Cage vignette. Shazam says, am I crazy for thinking that Cope being just a guy is fine for now? I'm glad new talent doesn't just roll up and take titles immediately. They're to build a rep. TK normally pays it off a year or two later. How are you feeling, Alex?
How is he just a guy? He's feuding with Christian, who a lot of people think is doing the best heel work in the business. Like there is a specific story that is he got taken out in a kayfabe injury thing. Now he's back. He's coming. They're doing a last man standing match in Toronto with the main event of Dynamite. Like, he's not just a guy. I mean, if your definition of just a guy is anybody who's not a current champion, then there's lots of just a guys. You know what I mean? So I feel like he's not just a guy. Well, now in a few months, if he's way down the card, fine, but he is actively pursuing the title being held by his longtime friend and also longtime rival, who is doing the transformative heel work. I think yeah. he's not just a guy at all. Sorry, it's an I Quit match. Sorry, not an Austin standing. It's an I Quit.
Sure. Do you think that he's just a guy living in captivity?
He could be. He could be.
Do you think that, you know, your rule of thumb can make him worrisome?
Possible.
Because he is just a guy. What's his destiny, Alex?
I don't know. I don't know.
What he's succumbed to is probably making him numb.
Yeah.
He's just a guy. Little old me. Anyway, you know what? I think he's winning that title next week.
I think he very well could. I do not know what they would book for Christian to do to Adam Copeland to get him to say I quit, because the answer cannot be threaten a concerto to Edge's wife, because that's what we saw in a recent I Quit match, and I guess that's not happening. So
sure. I would put money on Adam Copeland winning the title next week. Unfortunately, yeah. There's a place you can do that. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. BetOnline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. I sold a lot of ads for tonight's show. I knew it was going to be a big one.
I mean,
Letters from the Left says, how did no one pick up on the song? Yes, I was reciting the lyrics to Just a Girl by No Doubt.
Right. Because he was not just a guy, he's just a girl.
You know what? I bought the Greatest Hits vinyl for my wife yesterday, actually. Big No Doubt.
Very nice.
Deanna calls out Tony and Mariah. Jambeard says, could Camille be Deanna's partner? I can guarantee you it won't be. 100% it won't be.
Yeah.
This is fine. Glad they're continuing this. She looked jacked back there. Jesus, yeah. Her arms were huge. Yeah. The Elite do an interview. So, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. Just had this story on the glowing review internally, especially from Tony Khan and officials in AEW about Okada as a heel. Mm-hmm. I was told Tony Khan viewed Okada as a top American babyface or a top American heel on TV years before AEW. Just saw him as a guy that could be that top heel. Boy, he's off to a great start. In the interview after Collision, the Young Bucks say, what kind of car do you want, Okada? And he goes, Kia. And I lost it.
I lost it tonight where he's like, hey, it's Matthew's birthday. He's like, happy birthday, says Alex Marvez. No, sing it. like it was just so casually menacing. I'm like, he is gonna kill this, man. Okada's absolutely gonna kill. He's gonna kill this. It's gonna be so good.
I love it, man. Oh, I love him as a heel. AEW is very, very good at making baby faces, and let's be real. We'll talk about Ospreay in a bit, but they got a big one on their hands there. They got a big one on their hands in Swerve. They're pretty well set there as far as upcoming baby faces. So we get the Elite defeating Eddie Kingston, Pac, and Penta. Fun match. I'm just so glad to see some effectively preliminary trios competition effectively.
Sure.
Like
sure.
Because we've got the thing we'll talk about later, but we want some trios developing to challenge for these hopefully soon to be unified titles. Shot Kid says Alex Marvez appreciation quote or post. Guy wasn't great on commentary, but is legitimately hilarious as Alex Scoop. He's serviceable. He's fine. I think he's okay. He's easy to bully there for people like Okada. This match has Crazy 101 saying give Okada the title next week, and Amir saying Okada getting a continental title shot next week without ever having a singles match. Is that ranking system already in the trash? Yes, sure seems that way, but he is also Okada, who has main evented like every Wrestle Kingdom for a decade.
He's Okada, and also I assume Eddie Kingston wants to beat up Okada one-on-one. Like that, he would request, I'm challenging you, the challenger, to face me. It's that kind of, that's who Eddie Kingston is. Also, I'm pretty sure Matthew and Nicholas could just pull some strings and just get him the match. I am honestly, maybe they'll do something where they have a rematch.
That's a very good point, that it could be brought up that they were manipulating things.
Sure.
Like, I like that.
Also, I'm kind of surprised. Well, maybe I'm not, considering what they do with ROH a lot of the times. But I thought we would get Okada versus Eddie Kingston to try and sell some papes, some subscriptions to the ROH network. Eddie Kingston versus Okada at Supercard of Honor. And provided that Okada wins that title, now you've already got him footing with Pac, and then you can do Okada versus Pac at Dynasty. Like, there's some really, really good stuff there. So I'm very excited about this. I love the finish with everybody hitting big stuff on everybody. Eddie just casually didn't even do a spinning back fist. He just did one of these one of these to Matthew, knocks him down, but then turns around Nicholas with a boot to the balls, Rainmaker, 1, 2, 3. This is I usually hate when the champion gets pinned in non-title action, but this was set up in a really great way to basically say, well, now Eddie kind of has to fight Okada one-on-one. You know what I mean? And I think this is good.
Excalibur said that Eddie versus Okada next week is only for the Continental Crown title, the new AEW belt, which makes me just completely dislike the entire concept of the thing.
I thought the thing was that they were all interconnected, and when you fight for one, you have to fight for all three of them.
I
prefer it this way. But what I was told this entire time is that when you fight for the Continental Crown, you also get the other two. And that's the way it has to be. So I don't know, man.
Shot Kid says, an appreciation post for you guys. Everything you do, take those victory laps, Sean. Thank you. Isn't the song a remix of Walter's old theme? I don't know anything about.
Don't.
JP says, man, the Monet pop was up there with Punk's return. It was a huge pop. Says, told my buddy SRS helped with breaking that news. Well done on the reporting and holding her own with the trolls. Listen, nobody's going to out shit talk me. They listen, but we get something wrong every once in a while. I'm sure they ain't going to out shit talk me. Mm-hmm. Maddie Nice said she called Tony chairman. Is she now the shoot CEO? No. Notorious Greg says this felt as big as Punk's debut. It didn't quite for me, but that's not necessarily something that, like, it's not an insult or anything like that. Like, I you know what? It could end up being more impactful from a positive standpoint than his, because, you know, a lot of negativity ended up coming with that.
Yeah.
Corey says it may be different outside of Boston, but tonight felt new. Mercedes felt like a star. To me, her presence felt important. And excuse the cliche, but a game changer. Osprey, Okada, and Mercedes in 3 weeks. Sign me up. So I tweeted about that, and I said that is an insane run of three free agents. I guarantee you, within like 4 or 5 comments of even looking underneath there, it would be something like, well, it won't matter. It won't get above 800K. Guess what, guys? I don't think their fans are going to give a shit. No. Don't think their fans are going to give a shit. Their fans will show up and watch what they want to watch. They won't watch what they don't want to watch. It is objectively huge free agency. Just huge free agent signings going their way. And New Lack City says, such a good episode of Dynamite. Mercedes, Okada, and Ospreay all look great. AEW's been on a roll. And they've got the new look, too. We got the new look. Look, we got the colorful bricks.
We do.
also says AEW's been on a roll with the exception of Jericho, of course. SRS, don't stop putting your foot on those losers' necks that called you out over the last few months. I appreciate you, New Lack City. Well, let's talk about Hook and Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho. Okay. Crazy 101 says, thoughts on Jericho, Alex. Oh, buddy, he will share them. He says, fatigue is there. Zach says, I think there was a time Alex actually liked Chris Jericho. So I'll tell you, I'll say something nice. White Zombie, that was cool. Can't believe they did that. Did I miss something on the programming that led to the return of Lionheart?
It's because he's been wrestling these Lucha guys. And so...
So it's a callback to his Mexico right,
his day. His time in Mexico. Now, which is fine, but I feel like if he's not wrestling the Lucha guys, then he should be, he's back to not being the Lionheart, but I guess he's Lionheart now. And my thing is, I hope what this signifies, the song and not playing Judas, is that they're lining up for him turning heel on Hook. And once he's heel again, then you don't play the song everyone sings along to, because as the heel, that's not good. You want them to boo. So you play something else. And if it's going to be White Zombie going forward with a new heel turn, or if it's going to be a brand new song, I think that Judas kind of, to me, has run its course. And if there's a new persona of him, because everyone knows when the guy switches from face to heel, he's got to have a new persona, a new name of his group, a new t-shirt, whatever. He probably copyrighted 15 things last week. Like, we'll see what happens with this, but I feel like this match was what this match was. Hook wins with the Red Rum, and you know, the Toa Leona gets to be a big, I love Toa and Bishop Khan coming in there in their traditional garb was amazing. I think it was cool, but this is all leading to Hook versus Jericho one-on-one for the FTW title next week.
Is it for the title? Did they announce that?
They announced this was for the I thought they said, yeah. Didn't they say it was for the title?
I didn't see the graphic.
If it's not for the title, then I mea culpa. But I just assume one-on-one with a champion, the title's on the line. If it's not, great, good, because I highly suspect Chris Jericho is cheating to win that match. So I don't want him as the FTW champion. That's all I got to say.
I don't know if they announced it for the title, but either way, Jericho shouldn't be winning.
No, he shouldn't.
He shouldn't be winning. Eloquent says, Jericho, the king of reinvention, time for a new one. It's not 30 years ago anymore. It's not 30 years ago. Amanda says, SGS money, let's go with the Jericho hate, Alex. And Parker says, Hook has to put over Jericho, right, Alex? Three laughing emojis.
I mean, if it's a non-title match, I'm very, very sure that Jericho is winning.
Our great moderator, Luis, says, not for the title per the graphic.
Good. Then Jericho wins via some chicanery, turning heel. And they get a rematch for the title, and hopefully Hook wins. That's all we can hope for. Fingers crossed, manifesting, but until that point.
Chi-Town Spurs says, this is the wrestling show for me. My only regret is that Jericho isn't going to Everest with Darby. Says, absolutely nailed Monet's debut. Entire division felt elevated already. That was a good one. Caden says, get your shit off, King. Thank you, Caden. Hope you enjoyed South by Southwest. Jan Beard says, I understand the Jericho fatigue, but what Jericho's doing now is what people said he should be doing as a mid-card guy similar to Dustin. You know what? I do agree with that.
He's further down the card, which is good. But he's still – the vortex is active, man. He is sucking people into that vortex. It's just
– I feel like people like he and I would honestly love a thing where it's Jericho and the Hardys as like the washed up rock stars. I think that would be,
I would not mind that at all.
I would love that. And
that would be a good use of them. Yeah.
We started to see that a little bit with the Hardys where they'd be like, oh yeah, what, you want a little autograph? That'll be $20 type of thing. Like, I would love to see that. Darren Walker says, we need Jericho versus Jeff Jarrett for Alex. Do they ever face each other?
In AEW? No.
No. I'm never? Like, in the short period where they would have crossed paths, WCW house shows, a bunch of them in 97. They had a 2.5 minute match on Nitro in 97.
Wow.
And Jericho won. That those are the only times they faced each other.
Crazy.
Whoa. How has that never happened? Unreal.
That's crazy. As long as they both been in the business at the same time.
Let's have that main event of Rampage. JP says the whole show was great, minus Alex's favorite Lionheart match. From top to bottom, what a card, what a show. Joe versus Wardlow has been fantastic. In addition, the Mercedes debut is fantastic. Let's get some more about that. Mr. 3D Print Wizard says Fightful Select is the best wrestling-centric Discord. Yes, we do have a Discord. I am loving it over there, guys. And quite frankly, I'm going to be there a lot more after Mania. Feeling Dreepy says, seeing Monet debut live was so incredibly special. It was so loud that my ears popped. Have your victory lap, Sean. You deserve it.
Wow.
Only negative about the show is having to see Jericho live. But loved everything else. Why is this happening so much? I kind of feel bad for him now.
I mean, listen, this is the thing. Eventually, everyone comes around to my way of thinking. What can I say?
One day I'll speak of a kind thing he did, or at least said he was going to do for Fightful. I don't know if he did it. Bill said, when is Mercedes joining the Elite? Honestly, it'd be pretty good down the line.
I mean, down the line, sure. As the CEO with the EVPs by her side, everyone reports to the CEO.
A whole lot of people asking about Britt Baker. Action says, as cool as tonight was, I love Mercedes, but it made me miss Sheeta, DMD, and Jamie Hayter. Can't wait for Athena to come up. Willie Erm says, dueling CEO and DMD chance could close a pay-per-view. Joe says, the Dynamite showcased the stacked AEW roster, and I know we didn't see it tonight, but I want to see CEO versus a heel DMD. And Simon says, notice how Mercedes did the CEO with the Britt Baker DMD gesture. Would love to see these two in a ring. So I've interviewed Britt a few times, and what I'll say about Britt is very much what you see is what you get. She works with a chip on her shoulder, and, you know, perhaps understandably so, and I'll say this as well. If anybody had any idea of all the shit that woman had been through, they probably perceive her a lot different on the surface. However, you know, there are a lot of people that like the All Access stuff left a bad taste in their mouth and
yeah,
all that. The promos that Britt Baker could cut on Mercedes would be really, really good with Mercedes' injury history and the fact that Britt, I was standing next to her when she sees David Koechner, an actor, and she was like, hey, David, you want to go to dinner tonight? He's like, I can't. My leg fell asleep. And she goes, oh, I remember when I broke my leg and finished the match. And he looked at me and he's like, she didn't, did she? And I was like, well, yeah, she did. And with a broken wrist and with a broken nose and with a concussion. Yep. And like, and those are all things that she could highlight. Because she's much tougher than given credit for. And the reason why she's often not given credit for it is because she was effectively like the chosen one. She was the first signing. So people looked at her as the chosen one.
Yeah.
She lived up to that. Now, last year, she didn't get any mic time. The in-ring was a little bit different. But I think this will bring it out of her. I think we're going to see something cool here.
No, I think they know what they have in a Britt Baker versus Mercedes program. I think they know that that is like Britt Baker is the AEW women's division for a lot of people in their mind. Like everything trickles down from where Britt Baker was because for the longest time she was the division. And now they've signed some more people. Other people have been elevated and gotten better and better. And so maybe they're all evened out. But there's that history of Britt Baker and AEW, and there's a history of Mercedes elsewhere, shall we say.
Yeah.
And there's that is right there, man. It's right there.
You said Britt Baker initially, which would be the team name of Britt Baker and David Koechner.
It would be. You're right.
Jam Beard says, from what I've seen, the Continental Crown is for all three. The Continental title is singular. Plus, I think Eddie has defended his title separately in ROH. That is, you know what? The Continental Crown versus the title. I would like for them to clarify.
Yeah, me too.
Cog CG says, Alex and SGS have made this an anti-Jericho space, and I'm here for it. Go do your podcast and stop getting put over on young talent, man. Well, I mean, he's got about a year and a half left on his deal. So,
right. Yeah.
Tim McFall says, money for SRS and his well-deserved victory laps on Twitter. Mercedes, Okada, Ospreay, Pac, KOR, best roster ever assembled. For my money, it is. once they get an MJF and a Britt Baker and a Jamie Hayter and an Adam Cole back, and a Kenny Omega back.
Kenny Omega,
five really important pieces,
and like, and like, there's also like, there's big time things in like Miro and Keith Lee when they're back healthy and active, that all of a sudden you have this crazy top to bottom list of people. It's amazing.
Reminder, guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. If you're watching on YouTube after the fact, leave a comment. If you want to help us out, leave us a nice review on Spotify. Even if you don't listen on Spotify, head over there, leave us a nice review, or Apple or Amazon or really anywhere. We are a video first platform, but it would mean an awful lot if you guys would leave us a nice review. Did AEW have a negative reaction about the Monet WWE comment that I've heard of? Dan Hall says, SRS, will your fellow Canucks see you at Money in the Bank? I'm an honorary Canadian. I'm tentatively planning on it. We'll see.
All right.
Cog says, what's up, Alex and SRS? Logged back onto Twitter today just to catch the SRS Receipts World Tour. Wasn't disappointed. Nice. Listen. Mr. 3D Print Wizard says, the entire idea that we still look at Nielsen who haven't received their full accreditation back is hilarious. It is very much a sample size. It is used to help sell ads and all that.
Yep.
Advertisers care. Networks care.
Sure.
Don't know why fans care. We report it because fans care. We just don't know why fans care. Somebody asked if I said Camille's going to WWE. No, I never said that.
No.
Jambeard says SRS better channel his inner Mad Max Crosby and the Vegas Raiders, light up a cigar, crack the champagne, and take his victory laps. Well, actually, I don't smoke cigars unless there's a little weed in it. But don't drink alcohol either. Alan Sales says, congratulations, Sean, rated Ross, superstar. Stop, you stretch with that one, Alan. I appreciate you, but that was a stretch, buddy. But I understood what you meant. He says, love the content as usual. Highly enjoyed this show. Thank you. Darren says, any news on Big Bill, Ricky Starks, not seen since his loss of the tag titles. I was told to check in on that, and I haven't heard anything, but I mean, he is still under contract. We confirmed that Revolution weekend. He's not, his contract isn't up. Patrick says, of course, SRS has these receipts during tax season.
It's the best time to have receipts.
It is the best time to have receipts. Well, Will Ospreay cut a promo. Peter says he crushed it, bruv. Tony says AEW has a Cody Rhodes replacement and Will Ospreay. I see a lot. But funny enough, Cody didn't get that love in AEW like that. No. That he's getting now for these passionate promos. Right. Will is. And there's not a lot I can say besides he's great. He's going to face Bryan Danielson. He cut a fantastic promo. The sincerity, the emotion, the passion shines through.
Yeah. I mean, the line there's the stuff that he ended with was amazing between him and Bryan, but also like he says, everyone backstage talking about restore the feeling. Bruv, I am the feeling. I'm like, yeah, that's it, man. That's it right there. I mean, like, to me, that was it. That was the mission statement for what Will Ospreay brings to the table. Is there is this feeling of, oh, okay, so this is the guy. This is the ace. This is the one everyone is going to be going to want to test themselves against, compare themselves to you. And the fact that you have this immediate electricity surrounding Will Ospreay at the same time that we can feel you building Swerve Strickland to take the title off of Joe and begin his rise, that eventually those two rockets will collide somewhere in the stratosphere. There's a lot of real excitement there. His match versus Danielson is certainly needs to be one of the most anticipated of the 21st century, considering what that means for both the company and the two guys that are fighting. Him saying that I respect you, just like I know you respect the people you stand across the ring from. When I enter that ring, it's you or me, and I don't plan on dying, bruv. Like, come on. This guy's cutting a passionate promo like few others right now.
James Stalling says, you want to see how to do a promo? Watch this Ospreay promo on repeat forever. And there you go. That's all. And Maddie Nice says, people were worried about Will on promos. Like, some of the best promo work ever doesn't work backstage. Will, Monet, and Okada have raised the bar for how wrestlers perform, and I'm pumped. Yeah. Well, especially with Will, I could see it around the Omega stuff.
Yeah,
I could see it then, and it was just so real. It was so real. Vicky, who we saw at AEW Revolution, says, hi, SRS and Alex. Money for Will Ospreay. Great promo. Hopefully when Darby returns, he'll be a new man. New incarnation like Sting, but not. Thank you. Well, let's talk about Darby. Vicky is of the belief that he will be reinvented. So he lost a really good match to Jay White, and it was the right decision. Because Darby's headed to Mount Everest, and wish our best to him.
Darby's just doing coffin dropping himself onto the apron, but in a glancing way that flipped him over and lit on his front and bounced. And at that point, I was like, yes, I understand how dangerous it is to climb Mount Everest. However, if there is one man who could literally fall off the tallest mountain on Earth and survive, it's got to be Darby Allin. I mean, that dude's made out of rubber. I have no idea how he does this stuff. So, we all, even though I'm not the biggest fan of his, and I've said so in many forums, we all hope for his safe return from the deadliest mountain on Earth. So, you know, one of those.
Fantastic match. I love that. By the way, when did AEW move from the 20 count to the 10 count? I think just for dramatic effect, the 10 count works better.
Yeah.
But they used to have the 20 count.
Yeah.
But Darby takes that nasty spill, almost gets counted out, but then Jay White just bam.
Yep. Great.
Hits his finish, pins. I love that. Somebody says they never had the 20 count. I don't think they absolutely did.
At a time, they did.
And somebody said how am I the only one that remembers this? They definitely
I wonder if it was for the tag matches. I wonder if it was. I don't know.
Let me see here. Yeah, on the first episode of Dynamite, they said it'd be 20 count. I'm just saying.
I don't know when they changed it. It may have been 3 years ago.
They definitely have.
I don't know when they changed it.
But either way, JP says, don't understand the Jay White Darby thing. The only thing that didn't make sense to me, we knew Darby was out. Why did we have to break up this way? Was Darby not supposed to tell us he was out? I mean, it's not been a secret for like a year he was going to leave and do Mount Everest.
So you were always going to write him off in some way. It wasn't going to be like, all right, I've won my last match. Goodbye, everyone. I hope I'll see you again. They were always going to write him off so that when he comes back, he has a guy to feud with immediately.
Yes.
And they've decided what that is.
Well, Switchblade and the Guns go to attack Darby. And then Billy Gunn and the Acclaimed stop them, only to get attacked, and the Bang Bang Scissor Gang group is split. Thank God. I was very fearful they would keep this together till Double or Nothing, and then I was like, oh my God, thank you. The first thing when I heard about Dynasty, I go, oh, bless the Lord, they're splitting up Bang Bang Scissor Gang.
Right. I thought we were gonna keep them together until like the first of the month. Now we have 6 weeks, 5 weeks until Dynasty. So we'll see how this plays out on TV. I thought, the Acclaimed being like, wait a minute, I thought we were all good guys here. And then you have no idea who you've been teaming with this whole time. Because this is Jay White. My favorite thing about all of this was the image of Darby on his knees and Jay White extending the hand. And when he reciprocates and the hand goes up, then Jay White brings it up for the finger gun. And then the guns attack. That was such a cool looking shot. And what a really subtle way of being like, I'm your friend. Just kidding. No, I'm not. That was awesome. And I think that the beatdown was great. Darby was being helped out of the ring by Bowens and Caster. They were halfway up the ramp, and then they had to go back in to save Billy Gunn. They're like, no, 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 go get Darby. Bring it back in the ring so we can finish up what we were doing. and they Pillmanize him with a baseball bat, which has its own little connotations with the Sting stuff.
Sure.
I think this is excellent. Darby and Jay White had a great match. I think that Darby coming, provided, of course, Darby does come back and he's done the worst for wear, Darby coming back right into a feud with Jay White is perfect. Those guys, I don't think they've ever had a match together or touched each other. These two work really well together. And I'm excited to see what a feud between them could look like.
Dong Fala says new signings keeping their New Japan music a courtesy. Somewhat. I'm working to find out more on that. The Mercedes one, I believe, was effectively licensing stuff and trying to make sure that they didn't have something, you know, something around that would have caused them issues. Uh-huh. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Lupangi Vice says he can't hide that yawn, Sean. We all saw it. Yeah, I spent like 4 hours on the road today traveling back and forth from my hometown. I am a little tired. You know what I like to do when I'm tired?
What's
use
that?
Manscaped and shave my pubes. Let's be real. Big nasty pubes are gross. You want that tree to stand taller. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of landscaping. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of manscaping. With manscaped.com and that code FIFA, you're going to save 20% off your order and get free shipping. What a deal. And how about this? They've got a ton of deals on that site. They got a lot of bundles, a lot of packages to help out your package. But it's not just your package. It's your body. It's your hair. They got deodorant. They've got shampoo. They've got foot deodorant. They got ball toner. They got everything at manscaped.com. And when you use that code FIFTHFUL, get 20% off your order and free shipping. Just a plethora of different options. Maybe you want to try a little bit of everything. Maybe you just want to try one thing. Well, Manscaped and the code FIFTHFUL will get you there. Make that tree stand taller and trim it up a little bit with Manscaped.
Check it out, manscaped.com. Code FIGHTFUL. Willow Nightingale defeated Riho. I mean, there were some not great spots in this match, but I ended up enjoying it. Riho with a couple of the suplexes. There was the Northern Lights, and I was like, ah. And then the dragon on the apron, I was like, oh, damn. Then there were a couple spots that I really loved. Riho just taking a tackle push, not even really a pounce from Willow.
Yeah,
but she flies with it. I think that Riho does the like double knees to a grounded opponent or the double stomps as well as anyone. And part of it's because she's so light on her feet and she can roll through safely and do that so well. Before this match, we did see Mercedes address Riho. What'd you think of the match before we get to the post-match?
It was very good. I am... intrigued mostly with this, and I hope they do address it, because Statlander had a match versus Riho and couldn't get it done, and she blamed Stokely for it in the moment, but they seem to be okay now. And Willow went out there versus Riho without Stat, without Stokely, and she was able to beat Riho. I think that the reason you have Willow go over is because you have a program with her and Mercedes plan, at least as tag partners, if not anything else. But that could lead to a little, maybe not friction, but we'll see what happens between Stat and Willow. If Stokely, stokes, for lack of a better term, the fires in this little tete-a-tete, there's a lot of stuff to go there. I think this was there were some sloppy points, but Willow is just so damn strong with somebody like Riho in the match. Oh. Like her harking her up for that bomb, that had some snap to it. Doctor bomb had some snap to it.
I love the doctor bomb for her. It's such a good finish. And her, like, what I liked was she had her up and then she's like, yeah, I feel like doing it again. Like it wasn't a couldn't get her up thing. And then the 1-2-3 happened. Good win for Willow here.
Yeah.
Jimmy is super says if Willow Mercedes doesn't end with Stokely as a Mercedes employee, then what are we doing here? I would like to see those two personalities both on screen and off screen work with each other to see how that ends up. But we had Julia Hart come out. We had Sky Blue attack Willow. And then Mercedes makes the save. And I was a bit surprised to see her get physical here because I wasn't sure if she was cleared, if she was close to being cleared, anything like that. I had, you know, had no idea. But she threw a kick, she threw a punch, celebrated with Willow. And the significance of that is Willow was in the ring with her 10 months ago when she got injured and was put out for almost a full year.
Yep.
I think that Willow will be among the first opponents, but maybe she teams with Willow and then we see the match emerge from that, like ease her in and then do it. I wonder where Chris Statlander fits into all this.
Also, they were doing a lot of Serena Deeb calling herself the boss, of the women's division. So I assumed we were sliding right into Serena Deeb versus Mercedes. There's a lot of options. Here's what I also want to say about this. The idea that Julia Hart and Sky Blue, who not that long ago were basically booked as little girls, you know, who didn't really belong here. They were doing stuff on Dark, but they didn't feel like what they do now at all. And they have both drastically changed their presentation and drastically improved in the ring. And the idea that if you asked me a couple of years ago when Mercedes Sasha Banks walked out on WWE and says, if she goes to AEW, who is she going to throw her first punch at? And you ask me who that's going to be, there's zero chance I say Sky Blue. But now it feels natural. Like, that's the level that they've reached her and Julia to. Julia obviously being the TBS champion, which is a wonderful positive referendum on just how much improvement there is among the young talent in AEW over the past couple of years, and how that a rising tide lifts all boats. All these other women have gotten so much better, and they're bringing up the ones that we thought might not have had it a couple of years ago, and they fully have it. And so Mercedes coming in and feuding with Julia Hart and Sky Blue feels natural. And I don't know that it would have 18 months ago. I think it's great now. I'm so excited.
Oh, man. Unfortunate news. PW Insider David Penzer saying that, unfortunately, Jackie Crockett of the Crockett family has passed away. We want to send our condolences there. Definitely sending our love to that family and everybody that, you know, lost somebody that they love there. I want to thank our audience. Great show tonight. Thank you guys for showing up here. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Thank you to Luis for handling the crazy amount of super chats and our great mods. Please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I got a Q&A show coming this week. You're going to love it. And you can go over to the Discord and just hang out and chat with us there. We greatly appreciate it. Alex, what do you got going on?
At some point soon, we will be doing another episode of This Is Cinema. And because the Rock is so heavily involved in WrestleMania this year, we're going to do The Rundown, which is his first major starring role, because you got to skip Scorpion King because he's barely in that. So The Rundown will be on This Is Cinema. We're going to do that over on Fightful Select. That should be fun soon, within the next week. Of course, the Raw review on Mondays. Saturday, we're going to do review Collision, Kyle O'Reilly's first match. On Friday, we're going to do the Rampage Watch Along. There's bracketology, baby. We're finally going to figure out who's in this tag team tournament. And so that should be a lot of fun as well, reviewing SmackDown, all that stuff. Tuesdays on this channel, reviewing NXT. Oba Femi is the greatest wrestler alive. That should be a lot of fun.
Guys, until next time, check out that Swerve interview, please.
Yes.
Until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.